Turn, if you will, this morning in your Bibles to John, the 13th chapter. John, the 13th chapter. Starting with verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to be with the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and lay aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself, and after that he poured water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." And Simon said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we understand if you do not open our hearts this morning and let the Holy Spirit come in and quicken these words to us, then we will not understand. We'll be like these disciples, not understanding what your perfect will is for our life. But Lord, we just ask you this morning that we open our hearts and that you let us hear the word that you have prepared for us as an individual here this morning. That, Lord, whatever your will is for our life, whether it's salvation we know that you want us to have, or it's working in your kingdom, Lord, we just ask you to show us that we might be in the center of your will. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We have the scripture, and you've heard it many times, of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Now, he's about to be crucified. Get this picture in your mind. He's about to fulfill and then go back to heaven with his Father. And the lesson to these disciples here is a lesson to be a servant, how to be a servant. Now, usually when someone enters the house back then, the servants would take out a basin of water and go by and wash the guest's feet. Now, here Jesus said, "I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Now, we don't wash people's feet today. We do that, but Jesus in those days humbled himself as the Lord, as the Master, as the one who would lead and teach. He was willing to humble himself before these disciples and wash their feet. But I believe there's a lesson here, not only just of how to humble ourselves and be a servant. Christ has washed his disciples' feet that he might signify to them of the value of a spiritual washing and the cleansing of our soul from the pollutions of this old sinful world. And folks, let me ask you a question this morning, and you just think about it as this message goes on. Are your feet clean? Think about that. Are your feet clean? Well, the first thing I want us to look at this morning is the blessings of fellowship. As our feet are being washed by Jesus Christ, as Christians, it is my privilege and your privilege to have a blessed fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now you think about that. God, who created the heavens and the earth, everything that we see was made by Him, wants to have a fellowship with you and I this morning. And it is a privilege as His children to have that fellowship with Jesus Christ. Not only that, He wants to have a personal ministry with Jesus Christ. Here in John, Jesus Christ is with His disciples. And they've sat down and they've eaten. And the Bible says after they've ate, Jesus Christ started washing their feet. These 12 were men who had enjoyed an experience that you and I can have today. They have been with the Master. They have been called to a special ministry with Jesus Christ. Now let me say this. If you are born again today, if you are here and you have Jesus Christ into your heart, you have a ministry with Jesus Christ. You ought to have a fellowship with Jesus Christ. You ought to have a ministry with Jesus Christ. For 3 years, these men have been a part of a shared ministry. Look at verse 8. Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash your feet, you have no part." That word part with me speaks of sharing a ministry. You see, Jesus says, "You must have clean feet, Peter, if you're going to share the ministry with me. If you're going to have that fellowship, you must have clean feet. If you're going to be privileged to share in the ministry, you have to have clean feet." And let me tell you something. There's nothing more thrilling in life than to be sharing and walking and talking and fellowshipping with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To be in and be active to what Christ is doing in the world. Man, it's thrilling to walk with Jesus Christ on a daily basis. These men knew what it was to be with Jesus. And Jesus can take us and use us as a blessing to Him. And folks, we need to be that vessel this morning that God would take and use as we walk with Him in sweet fellowship with Him. All through the Bible, you run across men who have been used of God. And every one of these men, David, sweet fellowship with God. Enoch walked with God. God took him. Man, a sweet fellowship with God. Elijah walked with God. God took him. Elisha, Matthew, all of these men, Paul, had that special, sweet relationship with Jesus Christ. And they had those special moments with Jesus Christ, having at the Last Supper. Now, he's about to be crucified on the cross. The Bible says his hour has come, and his purpose of coming to the earth was about to be fulfilled. Now, let me tell you something. There's something very special about last moments, isn't there? Last moments. In this life, as we spend our last moments with people, oh, those are moments you remember, seem like forever. I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of beautiful last moments, and I can remember them as just yesterday. I think about several last moments. I spent a lot of last moments with people here in this church that have gone on to be with God. I'll never forget those last moments. Oh, what a blessing it was. And not only those people that have gone on to be with God, I think about last moments that I've spent with people that, well, let's say, you know, I love to see my son come home from overseas. But I know that there's going to be a moment when, man, it's going to hurt. And I drive him back to that airport. It's the last moment, see, together as we go. And then as we put him out and as he walks away, you see, I remember those last things that he said. I spent a very last moment with my brother before he died. Oh, let me tell you, I'll never forget his voice. I'll never forget his words of encouragement. Those will last for all eternity. One day I will see him again. Oh, and we won't have that last moment. We'll forever be together there with God. But I can imagine these disciples the same way. They're thinking about, well, he's fixing to depart. You know, he's fixing to leave. These are very special moments with him. And it was a very special evening of time they spent together. Never forget those special moments that we spend together. Never forget those special moments that they spend in fellowship with Jesus Christ. Just being in his presence. Oh, I can remember special moments. And I told you one last year, or last week, I believe it was, about praying together, and as men prayed together, the things that God was doing in our lives, those are so real in our lives. And the Bible teaches us that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is always with us. Yet, however, there are times when his presence seems so nearer to us than other times. Those times when we're walking and talking and fellowshipping with God. Oh, I've been by myself a lot of times. And the Lord, just his presence, even though I may be by myself, was so real to me. I can remember a time I was driving down the highway. I was driving down the highway and I was praying. Be safe about this. I have my eyes open when I'm praying, driving down the highway. I tried closing them one time. That's scary. But I was driving down the highway, and I was praying, and I was thinking about what God wanted me to do. And you know what? His presence was so real, so close, that I just burst out into a song of joy. Praise him, praise him. Man, people passing by would have thought, is that guy crazy? But you know, his presence is so real that you don't worry about what everybody thinks. You just want to have a spell with God. And I believe that's what they were having here. I believe they had a sweet privilege of fellowship in that room. And I believe as Christ finished his supper and took off his robe and girded himself with that towel and got that basin, they probably thought, now, what's he fixing to do? And then he began to wash their feet. You see, that's the basis of fellowship. What is required to have fellowship with Jesus? And again, I say, you must have clean feet. Clean feet. And are your feet clean? You see, here's the story. Jesus gets up, takes off his robe, girds himself with a towel, laid aside all of those things, and took that towel and a basin of water and began to wash. I can see him now as he picks up his disciples' feet and start washing those feet as the dirt comes off and falls into that basin, and that dirt water becomes dirty. And then he comes to Peter, and Peter says, oh, wait a minute. You're not going to wash my feet, Jesus. Jesus looked at him, and I believe he looked at him real hard. And says, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you'll never have part with me. Boy, he had a change of attitude. Now, folks, I believe we all need to have a change of attitude sometimes. He changed his attitude, and he went from one extreme to another. He said, Lord, in that case, not only my feet, but wash my hands and my head. And I want you to listen to this next verse, because we need to explain it real well. In verse 10, Jesus said these words, he who is washed, in the King James, he who is washed, that word means bathed, needs only to wash his feet. But he is completely clean. And you're clean, but not all of you. You see, to understand this passage of Scripture here, we need to notice those two verbs changed there. One is washed, and the other is wash. Now, washed is a word that describes, in the New King James Version, it says bathed. A person is bathed. A word describing Peter taking a bath. Are you taking a bath? And that word wash is a wash that speaks of cleansing a part of the body. Just a part. So, before you came to church this morning, I hope you took a bath. Amen or amen. You took a bath. In other words, you bathed your body. Now, we wash our hands. When we shake hands with people that's been coughing, we go in and wash our hands. Okay? Now, in that culture they lived in, the first part of the day, they took a bath that morning. So Peter had taken a bath, but as they walked from place to place during the day, it was customary in those days that when they entered a person's house, that the servants would come with a pan of water and a towel, and they would wash the guest's feet. You understand? Your feet got dirty going from day to day, place to place. So you might wash your feet 3 or 4 times during the day because they got dirty, they got dusty. They didn't have tennis shoes like we have. They didn't have highways like we have, or sidewalks that you don't get mud on your feet. They walked in the dirt. And Jesus says, Peter, you've already washed. You don't need to wash the whole body again. All you need is to have clean feet, you see. Now, that word washed means that he was already saved. Peter, salvation is complete. And folks, when we are saved, we've been clean, made whole. We've washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ forgives all of our sins. Amen. You don't need that but one time. He seals you with His Spirit. I think I talked about that last week. He gives you the blessings of God in your life. You take a spiritual bath spiritually. You're clean now and forever. But oh, let me tell you something. As I walk, 1975, I got washed in the blood. My sins were forgiven. But as I go through the day, I do things that are not so pleasing sometimes. And I need to wash my feet. More than just one time. You see, that's our great need in our life. If you're here this morning and you have never been washed, made clean through the blood of Jesus Christ, that's your greatest need. You need to come to Christ through salvation. You see? That's what he says. You come by the way of the cross. You come to Jesus Christ. He washes you. He died on the cross to pay your price. That's the great need of man. If you've never been saved, You need to be cleansed, your whole body. You need to come in under the blood of Jesus Christ. You need to be made whole. You need to hear Him say, your sins are forgiven. You need the Holy Spirit of promise in your life. You see, we've got that hope in here. He's living in here. But as you leave this place, as you go through the world, as you live day by day by day, we need to constantly have that washing of our feet, that cleansing. And Jesus says in John, if you confess with your mouth, if you confess, I am faithful and just to cleanse you and forgive you. Oh, God is faithful day by day by day that we might have that relationship with Jesus Christ. That we might walk with Him, that we might serve Him on a daily basis. Now, on the basis of that fellowship that you need, you have to have your feet clean. That's what He's saying to Peter. Peter, if you want to have a part in my ministry, you've got to confess these sins. You've got to have your feet washed. Otherwise, you're going to break that fellowship. You see, that's a cleansing that is demanded. I was reading some things this week, and I found the redneck hygiene list. Listen to this. This is redneck hygiene. It said, unlike clothes, a toothbrush should never be a hand-me-down item. That's redneck, boy. If you have to vacuum your bed, it's time to change the sheets. And then if you have to clean your ears, do it in private and use your own truck key. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, most people take a bath every day. Spiritually, we only need one bath. We need to come to Jesus for that salvation. But we do need our feet washed daily. Oh, we get our lives so messed up. We get so tangled up in the webs of sin and, you know, gossip. I hope you don't gossip. But that's just as wrong. If you gossip, well, you're going to break that fellowship. You need to confess it to Christ. You see, sin breaks the relationship, our fellowship with Jesus Christ. It robs us of blessings that God wants to give us, and it robs us of the privilege to be used by God. He said, I can't use a dirty vessel. You must have your feet washed and let Jesus wash them. To confess, it means to acknowledge our sins. Lord, I admit that this week I've gossiped. I want to be cleansed, and He'll wash your feet. Lord, this week I admit that I've sinned, and He washes your feet. You see, it says if we confess our sin, then He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. What's the last part of that? And just to forgive. Listen, friends, no better feeling than to hear Him say, I forgive you. All that I've done, man, to have my sins forgiven. You know, I thank God that He can forgive us. No matter what we've done, He says, I stand ready to forgive you, to wash your feet. He loves us that much. Folks, we need to love one another. We need to learn to wash their feet. You know, that's hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to humble yourself and wash somebody's feet because they're dirty, because of sin. But he is faithful to forgive our sin. And if you confess your sin before him, you can count on it. He will wash your feet. Now, are your feet clean? Or are they dirty? Are your feet clean? Are they dirty? We need clean feet and a clean heart towards God. And he wants to wash your feet this morning. He wants to cleanse you this morning. He wants you to come to the knowledge of salvation in your life. He wants to forgive you of your sins and have you completely clean. And then he wants you to be washed on a daily basis, to walk in fellowship, to serve in the ministry. You see, you can't serve in the ministry if you're not going to be in fellowship with him. Now, it takes humility on our part to humble ourselves and admit that we've sinned. But that's what God wants us to do, confess our sin. If you're here this morning and you've never been washed by the blood of the Lamb, you've never come to him and said, Lord, I need salvation, I want you to come into my heart, that's the first thing you need to do, is make your way out and come down here and say, preacher, I want to have a relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to be saved this morning that I can walk with hope and serve my Savior. And if you're here today and you've got sin in your life, you need to confess it and get back in the right fellowship with God and continue walking with him on a daily basis. Oh, what a fellowship we have in Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the blessings of being able to walk in fellowship with you. I thank you, Lord, for this passage of Scripture. If there's someone here, Lord, that just needs their feet washed, I pray that they will just come to the front and kneel and say, Lord, wash my feet. Forgive me where I failed you. And get up and walk in a newness of life. Walk in a fellowship with God. Oh, what a privilege it is. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.